Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Yesterday, the President of the United States comes out and announces that that Paris Climate Agreement, the one that President Obama worked so hard on, yeah, we're not doing that. We're withdrawing. And the rest of the world can figure it out. We'll come back in and renegotiate if we feel like it. If it doesn't work, no big deal. That all happened yesterday in the Rose Garden to much fanfare, and there was also some gnashing of teeth going on the left. But a guy who knows all about this stuff, and I'm really happy to talk to you this morning, is Chris Horner. He's a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute and has long been following all the machinations of the climate debate. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Sir, so what was, you know, the big thing I saw yesterday was that the Democratic response to this before he made the announcement was simply, hey, look, man, just stay in the deal. It doesn't matter. There's no enforcement mechanisms. It's not that serious. Just stay in it. Whatever. You'll like it. But then he decides to leave, and I think the carbon footprint from people setting their hair on fire was probably pretty sizable. How do you react to the Democratic response to this?
Well, A, it's wonderful. As a colleague of mine wrote, it's beyond my wildest dreams, or exceeded my dreams. David Gergen called it the most shameful act in U.S. history. I'm not sure that word history means what he thinks it means, but I think we could rattle off a few that more let's say impactful than withdrawing from a treaty that should have been sent to the Senate, that emails we've obtained from the State Department show we paid other people to join in, so there was unanimity that the U.S. should do this to itself, that they would gladly pay us Tuesday in a couple of decades for us harming ourselves today, that nobody claimed would have a projected measurable impact on climate by the end of the century, because it wasn't about climate, it was about wealth transfer. So I guess the real news was the president keeping a promise, another one. And this is very important, because when President Trump promised to what he called cancel the U.S. participation in the Paris Treaty, he gave reasons, and those reasons haven't changed, and they involve ceding what you would call energy sovereignty, or the ability, self-governance, the ability to even make our own policies, because President Obama gave it away on the way out. This thing goes into perpetuity. This treaty actually self-renews every 5 years tighter. That's it. It's over. There's no seat at the table. And the massive wealth transfers. So the Democratic reaction may have been about the wealth transfers. It may have been about getting rid of what they thought was sealing in amber their policy agenda, regardless of whether elections turned red or blue. Their agenda had been locked in.
Right. Often much more about, I think, the messaging victory they were seeking than anything else. The Jeff Immelt, who's the head of General Electric, he tweeted yesterday at the conclusion of this, disappointed with today's decision on the Paris Agreement. Climate change is real. And then he goes on to say, industry must now lead and not depend on government. And he wasn't alone. There were people like Elon Musk and a lot of other companies responding in kind yesterday, saying, well, I guess the industry is going to have to handle this because the government can't. Boy, does that not sound like a free market response? Isn't that what President Trump would want anyway?
Right. And unfortunately, remember the source. These are industries who have built their model on depending on government. I mean, you notice the difference between Jeff Immelt's GE and Jack Welch's is Jeff Immelt's was all about getting the government as a customer. And they were the biggest lobby in town because they had so much revenue based on taxpayer from wealth transfer. So it's nice to hear him say we're going to have to rely without the government now. But remember, when people say climate change is real defiantly, you're shooting down an argument not advanced. I mean, the climate changes, that's what it does. Always has, always will. There's a pretense now. Well, it didn't change until the horrors of industrial society and General Electric. Well, that's not true, but it's one of the false premises that are needed to build this industry, this global warming industry that is, as you noted, Elon Musk, whose share value is not reflective of expected future earnings, it's reflective of expected future subsidies. Upset that future subsidies are now possibly not coming his way. That's how you should read the response of these what we call rent seekers. You rob Peter to pay Paul. Paul is thrilled. That was a lot of Paul's tweeting.
There were projected savings with pulling out of the accord. Are there any hard numbers as opposed to just projected savings?
Well, projections can only be so hard because predictions are difficult, particularly of the future, as we know. But you're talking about, we had promised under President Obama, and no longer have, to pay our share of $100 billion per year, our share being our equivalent to our percentage of UN dues. So about $23 billion per year in wealth transfer. The Senate didn't want to send it last year, and so the Obama administration found it from other accounts, as President Trump mentioned in his speech yesterday. So the dollar amounts of actual spending are fairly well settled, except, of course, once the $100 billion per year was agreed upon, it was then increased to, well, we really need $450 billion per year. So even that wasn't settled. But the best thing you can do is look at how this has fared in Europe. President Obama used to give the speech, look at Spain, Germany, and Japan if you want to see how these things work out. People did. He stopped giving the speech. I wish President Trump would give that speech as this pressure campaign continues, and people actually do look. It's killing their economy. I'm actually looking at an email right now obtained from the State Department in which it's a cable in which they're acknowledging that Germany can't afford much more leadership, that it's killing them, and they need us to join in the economic suicide pact. So look at Europe. That's what's happened. They thought we needed to do this to be fair to them because we have an unfair energy cost advantage, in part because they're doing this and it's killing them. So extrapolate out what's going on there, you would see it here.
There's a weird reaction to this in the international community. You talk about an international suicide pact. After this announcement, and even prior to it, there's this new notion that China and the EU are going to just do this alone. They're going to forge forward together and cut their climate emissions. That kind of seems like a huge win for the United States, that we can step away from something where we needed to sacrifice anything economically, and the rest of the world is going to keep pushing forward.
Right, and remember, there was no projected climate impact, so it's a costly, futile gesture. Now, put that aside. It's killing European seniors and the poor, the most vulnerable, by what's called fuel poverty. Just in England and Wales alone, they said they had a huge spike of 40,000 excess winter deaths, and it's been climbing since these policies took root. So we also saved our seniors that in the name of protecting them. Now, if China wants to do something on its own, that's great, but they didn't promise to do anything other than business as usual here. There's a lot of rhetorical hand-waving, but all they did is they said they hope to cap emissions maybe around 2030. You want to talk about solid numbers? Find one in there. China promised actually less than business as usual, and that was throughout this. Remember, it's unanimity that the U.S. should harm itself. Unanimity in agreeing that we should do this to ourselves is far from unanimity that they should do something other than gladly paying us in a couple of decades. Maybe. We'll see. So right now that's a lot of talk, and the good news is it is really self-discrediting. It is advancing this failed do what I want or everyone dies narrative, which is always the sign of a movement not very confident in itself.
We're out of time here, but I just have one quick question for you. My husband's noted that our weather states that it's going to be warmer this weekend than it has been, and he wants to know if that is because of the results of the U.S. pulling out of the climate accord.
It could be, and if present trends continue, I think this weather will kill us all. Like, get used to it.
Oh, man.
A hurricane hit this year, and if so, oh, gosh, you can see it play out.
If this weather's going to kill us, it's a good way to go. I'm very happy with it right now. Chris Horner, thanks so much.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.